An interfaith network of 50 Queens Houses of Worship were on the steps of New York City Hall today to deliver a petition signed by residents urging Mayor Bloomberg to fix the rapid repairs program for victims of Hurricane Sandy, particularly in the Rockaways. Reverend Michael Dare is the pastor of a live ministry in Far Rockaway.
Last Monday evening at St. Mary's Star of the Sea in Far Rockaway, over 700 people of faith, 50 clergy, and 40 congregations gathered to stand with families of the Rockaways who are still struggling greatly now 2 months after Hurricane Sandy. There are still 8,600 people living today in the Rockaways without electricity. That's 8,600 people who, instead of celebrating in their homes, sharing gifts and enjoying the warmth of family and neighbors, will spend the holidays in the cold and with mold growing in their homes. Everyone here has done something to respond to the pain and suffering left in Hurricane Sandy's wake. And we say thank you. Thank you, private citizens. Thank you, people of faith across this country. Thank you to all the agencies who responded with such generosity. Thank you to our city, state, and federal officials. And we are also here to say it's not enough. We know the response is not working for many of our families when over 8,000 people are still without electricity, and even more without heat, and still more are suffering from the health effects of mold in a peninsula with only one remaining hospital.
One hospital, and that one is threatened with closure, according to the Reverend John Mears, speaking on behalf of the Episcopal Diocese of Long Island, which runs St. John's Episcopal Hospital in the Rockaways.
7 months ago, many of you know that Peninsula Hospital closed, and that was the beginning of a crisis in an underserved community in the Rockaways. Well, 7 weeks ago, the storm blew in, and when the storm washed away, it exacerbated already existing inequalities. This is a tale of two cities, a city of invisibility and a city of visibility, which we're standing in right now. St. John's Hospital is hemorrhaging over $1 million a week, and they haven't received any aid or any assistance, although that has been sought. New York University Hospital received $114 million in aid after the storm. St. John's cannot continue to operate taking on this kind of a deficit. They are serving 5,000 meals a day. They are providing, they are not putting anybody out. They are taking everybody in. They have 50 family members from the hospital, staff members living at the hospital. If you hear all of the personal stories here today and then think about the only institutional healthcare structure on a peninsula of 115,000 people possibly going out of business and nothing being done about it, that's a real crisis on top of a crisis. And this needs to be dealt with and done. I'm holding a sign that says unity. We need to eliminate this tale of two cities and come together unified and join together and make what is just right for the whole city, and bring justice into the Rockaways, bring relief into the Rockaways, in particular in this holiday season. So we call upon the mayor to do something about this and to bring in the agencies that can do something about this.
The mold is causing health problems for children and adults. But Anne Valdez, member and spokesperson of Community Voices Heard, says these problems come on the top of years of neglect to maintain apartments and housing.
We are coming from neighborhoods and areas that are suffering. I'm not from the Rockaways, I'm from Coney Island. We suffered also. But for my brothers and sisters in the Rockaways, that's ridiculous. No one should live like that. I'm here to speak on behalf of the residents of all public housing that have been affected by this hurricane. We have totally been forgotten. No one should have to live with the conditions that they're living with now. And what's worse is that these conditions were pre-existing in a lot of these communities. And the mayor, and a lot of other people who had the power to make a change didn't make a change. And it is time that New York City Housing Authority be put on that same list of the rapid repairs, because these repairs are well overdue. It's been 2 to 4 to 5 years that people are still living with their homes falling apart. God knows the seriousness and the medical difficulties that are coming to these families with breathing problems, with children becoming sick. What is it going to take for this mayor to understand? We are one city, and we are like a big family, and we should all be looking out for each other, no matter what walk of life we come from, especially those who can't do for themselves. Thank you very much.
The petition asked Mayor Bloomberg to fix the rapid repairs program and include mold remediation so families don't freeze and get sick. The pastors were delivering the petition to him this afternoon and were to visit with City Council Speaker Christine Quinn.